morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, one more day of you stepping up, doing the things that you promised yourself that you're going to do, because it's going to lead to the big picture, the big goal, big plans, dreams that you have. And just a simple thing, passively listening to me for 30 minutes every single day in our Morning Connection podcast, your daily discipline, your daily ritual. Thank you for taking this time, putting your faith and trust in me, showing up every single day to provide you with information, inspiration, things just to think about, contemplate what's going on in your life and how you can make it better. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Check that out, www.massmachinenutrition.com. Again, thank you so much for your support. So how are you doing this morning? How are things going for you? Hey, let's just jump right in to our daily disciplines, our 10-second daily disciplines. This is going to stimulate thought before we go into the topic of the day. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? You stepped up in some way, shape, or form, in a big way, small way, something in between. Didn't feel like doing it, but you must. If I think it, I must do it. That's something that I emphasize, that you make one of your mantras for the Manformation program. If I think it, I must do it. You know those moments when you know what your gut instinct tells you to do, to go forward, to step up, to be courageous, to push yourself just a little bit harder, to get up a little bit early, just to push through, maybe stay up a little bit later at night to make those ambitious dreams, plans that you have in your head, to just put forth that extra effort, even though you don't feel like it. I always like to use the analogy of the gym. I know a lot of people who are listening to me for this type of mental toughness coaching, they first knew about me from the bodybuilding and training efforts, working out. And so we have that common bond. But I really believe everybody at one time, no matter how consistent they are or how consistent they want to become with their working out, exercise, health, and fitness, they know what it's like. You know, whether it's you're physically running or doing cardiovascular training on a machine, you know, you get on there and you just don't feel like it. And then all these thoughts go through your head. Well, you know, cardio, it's not necessarily important if I watch my diet, or I'm in here for weights, or, you know, actually all this cardio, I hear that it can really compromise my muscle building process. I don't think I'm going to do cardio today. And then you just immediately realize you're just making an excuse. You just don't feel like it. And you're finding the logic to support that emotional feeling at that moment where you just don't feel like it. But you do it anyway. So you get on that bike or you just start running. And that's always a great feeling. If I think it, I must do it. Well, then when you're running, there's always that higher level, right? How much more do you have inside of you? Are you just going to be happy just that you're doing your cardio, just that you're running? Or do you think, hey, since I am doing this, can I push myself a little bit harder? Or am I just going to be okay with what I'm doing? Yeah, I can do this. Should I kick it up a few RPMs on the machine? You know, should I push through these next couple minutes, see how hard I can go? Just the thought that you even thought about it, that should be your signal that you know the real you, who you really are, what you're all about, that potential inside of you that you're always looking to unleash. That's the voice that's talking. That's the voice you should trust. That's your initial thought, or you wouldn't even be thinking about it right now. So many things to think about in this world, and you're thinking about, hey, should I push this a little bit harder? That's the voice you want to trust. If I think it, I must do it. Because then what's going to happen is that other voice is going to come in. Well, you know, this is important. You want to save your energy. Just the fact that you're doing this, you're far ahead of most. I'm doing better than most. And this is a great metaphor. It's for life, right? I'm doing better than most. I'm here working out. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Everybody else is still at home in bed. This is good enough. And it'll start chipping, chipping away at those things, that initial thought. Don't back down. If I think it, I must do it, and just kick it in. And then you just build that mental toughness, that emotional growth. You see what you're really capable of, and you have one more reference when you're in that situation again, that there's always more inside of you. If I think it, I must do it. So that's what we're building every single day with this Morning Connection podcast. Congratulations for sticking to your daily discipline, that promise you made to yourself one more time. And I just want to let you guys know, I am in this game of life, the challenge, the puzzle, just like you. This type of process, me being on this Morning Connection podcast, doing it even though I'm the one conducting the thought for all of us, right? That I'm stepping into your life. I was the one who initiated this whole process that you're now into. I'm going through this game called life, striving for the next level, more achievement, more accomplishment, more fulfillment, better experiences, you know, all of that. I'm going for it just like you. And, you know, just like I just said, there's always that higher level no matter what we've accomplished in the past. So, you know, I have my daily disciplines. I continually look for strategies and ideas and insight from people who have concentrated more in a particular area of life than I have, yet I want some of what they have. I realize that while I've been spending so much time being great at the things that I've been focusing on, that I want to become better at other things too. I want to enjoy other things too. And I can't go back in time. You don't have enough time on this planet to go back to the beginning and reinvent the wheel on all those facets of life that will put you in a position to earn the best things in life. So I got to find mentors. I got to find people who are just as passionate as I am, just as sharp as I am, authority figures, just as I am in my particular area. I got to find them, see what they're doing, their podcast, their programs, their coaching. I get one-on-one coaching just like, because I am that much of an advocate. I know its power. Just like I preach to you, it cuts off so much time. It's just you got to find that right coach who is enthusiastic, passionate, sharp, and who's that true, true authority figure who can get you from point A to point B where you really want to go in the shortest period of time. I just want to tell you that I'm just like you, and I'm doing the same things. And man, if you feel in your heart that, man, I could just do so much more, how do I piece this together? How can I use all my talents, resources, and abilities to the fullest to get those things I really want for myself and my family? And sometimes you think that, wow, this is really working. Things are doing great, are going great. This is going to happen, even though it's still a little ways away. Seems like most of the time we're working towards a goal rather than actually we have achieved it and we're looking back, right? We're always looking forward. Sometimes you're optimistic, you're driven, man, this is going to happen, even though it still may be a distance away. And then you have those times, man, I know I'm a good person. I know I work hard. I know I have the best intentions. I know I'm doing the things like listen to Skip every morning on the Morning Connection podcast. Man, it just doesn't seem like it's coming along, and certainly not as quickly as I'd like. And what do you do during those times? You're going to keep on keeping on? You're going to stick to the plan and persist, knowing that this too shall pass, and before you know it, you're going to be in that driven, optimistic period of time again, or that time something in between, right? Most of that time we have is in that gray area. It's not black or white. Black, driven, excited, optimistic. This is going to happen with that absolute certainty. Or white, oh man, there's no way I can do this. Who do I think I'm fooling? Most of the time is in that gray area, right? Well, I know that feeling. that describes what you go through. I just tell you, I'm in here too. That's why I'm stepping up doing this. This is just as helpful to me leading this group of us all thinking just like you. That's the thing about it is one thing I talk about in the Man Formation program is if you really want to become an expert at something, step up and become a leader. You know, put your time in. You have to have some level of expertise. If it's a particular area of life that you put some time in, even if it's, I don't know, 3 months, you've read 3 books, right? You know, and you go into that sphere, you know, that group. You look at those internet experts. You go to their social media pages, and you've read 3 books, or you've been in it for 3 months, and you think you're just a baby in the whole process, right? And because now you're in a whole new circle, and whatever it is, if this is something in business or fitness or relationships or whatever it may be, it's something you're at the beginning of the process, and you go into the expert world, right? Obviously, that's what you'll do to find those distinctions and strategies. Well, you're thinking, well, what do I know? How can I start leading people? Well, the thing about it, you've got 3 books. You've read and absorbed, and to some level, you have years and years of other people's experience in those books that you read. Someone could have 25 years of focus, living it, breathing it. They went through that entire process to communicate what they know in a book. You took the time to read that. You multiply that by 3 books, the time that you've been looking at the world in a different way, whether that's 3 months or so. You're far, far, farther along in the process than someone who hasn't even begun the journey yet. They're just thinking about it. They know that they should do it. They don't know where to start. There's always a group, if you have put just some of your time in, there's always a group that you can lead. Even though I know you feel though you're at so much farther to go, and there's so many people who are better than you at it. If you really want to accelerate your growth in that area, put yourself out on the line. Put your reputation, your emotion out there and lead other people. Lead that group that has no time in it for right now. As long as you can positively affect the life of one person, right? You're doing something valuable for that one person. More importantly, you're doing something valuable for yourself, because now you've taken on a whole new level of self-imposed pressure. You're going to have to start using your time and energy more efficiently. You're going to come up with distinctions, ideas, insight while you're watching television, while you're seeing a movie that you can bring into the process on how you can explain things as a leader. You're going to be thinking about things late at night, right before you go to bed, in the middle of the night, when you wake up for a short period of time and those ideas are flowing. It's all going to be directed to this area that you're the new expert, you're the new leader at. All right, so that stepping up, that self-imposed pressure, you putting your reputation on the line, it's just going to speed up the process, make you accountable, right? You got to take it up to another level. You can't just let yourself down, right? You're going to put yourself out there, right? That's probably one of the best ways to accelerate your process and becoming the expert and master a particular area of your life, you know, more than any other way, by just keeping it quiet yourself, just reading your books, you know, talking to your wife about it. Step up. You know, I'll tell you, you can have a Facebook page, you can have a blog, have a podcast, whatever it takes. And I know, again, trust me, I understand that takes a lot of courage and takes a lot of confidence. You need at least some belief in yourself that you have value to provide to the world. I understand all that. And that may take perspective and a little push. Maybe this is giving you the push to just step out there and do it. The rewards will be great. You got to be patient with yourself. And I'll just tell you something from the perspective of those people out there, right? When you put yourself on a blog or a podcast, people love people who are in the process. They are not so demanding that you have to have everything perfect. Number one is if you know something more than they do and you can provide value, that's all they care about. That's number one. Number two is people respect other people who have the courage and confidence to go through the process, to demand for more for themselves, to take up a leadership role. You take it seriously. You're enthusiastic about it. You constantly work on your craft. You are really connected that it's just not all about you. So that's one thing I see a lot of people who step up as leaders, whether it's on social media or whatever. There is this element that they're really not. They think that they're helping other people. It's really a lot of their egos involved. It's proving to other people that they're okay. It's really just, you know, a big situation, a whole setup for them to feel good about themselves. We talked about transparency yesterday. People can feel that. They can sense that. And you'll only have limited success. But even if that, you may think, well, I wonder if that applies to me. I'll just tell you that it's okay. You know, we're all looking to feel better about ourselves, to right the wrongs in our mind, to feel that we're good enough. Stepping up in any particular matter, not expecting perfection from yourself right away, that's all part of it. But you build this emotional muscle, this mental toughness, right? This belief in yourself, this self-esteem, because you are stepping up on a continual basis. All right, there will come a time if you persist that you'll go beyond yourself and really doing things to make yourself feel good that might get in the way of your leadership. There will come a time where you're okay. I don't know if that's sooner or later, but there will come a time where you'll say, you know what? I feel good enough. I've done enough. I've stepped up enough. I've become enough of an expert at what I do. I'm okay with me now. And then it'll shift more to where it needs to be, the value that you create for other people in your leadership role. So if you're not quite sure what your intentions are, that's okay. Just keep at it. Keep at it. Anyway, that's a great way to become a master at what you do. Sooner rather than later is to step up and become a leader. That's something that I go into detail about and give you suggestions and breaking through the mindset of, oh, no, not yet, Skip, I can't do that. Taking charge, getting on that path. I talk about that in the Manformation program. Again, so let's go through the 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you, that built that self-confidence? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, that accomplishment, achievement that you really want, not what you've been settling for. I want you to think big right here and right now, right? This is something that would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this matter, doing these daily disciplines. If I think it, I must do it. You do that more often than not, a lot more often than not. That you follow through with your daily disciplines, your rituals that you've decided will help you get to where you want to go little by little. Maybe it's listening to this Morning Connection podcast. It's going to take you months, if not years, of you not just thinking these positive thoughts and keeping them in the forefront of your mind. It's going to take action on a continual basis for months or years. And when you do, and let me talk about that emotional roller coaster ride that I mentioned earlier. There's going to be a lot of times where you think, wow, man, this feels great. This is happening. I can see it. I can feel it. It's happening. I am 100% certain. Scale from 1 to 10, 10, it's happening. And you love that state. You feel that state sometimes. At the same time, you feel that, who am I kidding? You know, there's a reason why only a select few have these things, because it's damn hard. Look at how great of a person I am, my best intentions, how hard I work, and I don't know if I can do it. You have those times. And then, of course, that big flex area in between, right? Where you're at some level of that. Regardless, you know, that's what it's going to take for you to accomplish this really, really big goal. All right? So if you, when I talk to you about this, when I mention this, when I stimulate this thought every morning, and now you're thinking, well, you know what? Bigger, bigger, bigger. Right? That's okay. Or you can't focus quite yet. Maybe you're new to this process. Maybe you just started listening to this Morning Connection podcast. You didn't quite get what I was meaning about this ambitious goal. Or now that you're building more confidence, you're kind of getting this whole mental toughness process. You're becoming more ambitious with it. That's awesome. Right? Don't lock on to something until it's big enough, it's juicy enough. It's going to take all of that. All right? That's going to make life, I tell you, when you've got this big, huge goal like that, it makes all the little bumps along the way, all those inevitable challenges that come in your way, they'll be so much easier to deal with, much easier than right now when you're just trying to get through your day and just pay the bills or just trying to get your work, get to the gym. When these goals become something that you think about all the time, and then you bundle that with that vision for your life, that major purpose that, you know, I talked about earlier this week, man, it makes the day-to-day grind, so to speak, that, you know, we're all going through, makes it a lot easier to handle those challenges, because it's not about just getting over that little bump. Man, it's getting to that bump because you got somewhere to go and you're driven to get there. And then what is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? The big picture, those goals, is what you're doing right now really helping you get there? Or is it making you feel good in the moment? All right, I'll always have you consider, is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Right? Is it really helping you get to the results? And then the second part of that that I talked to you about is, what is that result that you're after? Have you really locked down to what is it really? Not what you think it is. I'm going to use this the example of this Morning Connection podcast. You know, as you know, as you may know, you can go to skiplacour.com. You can see I did 1 through 100 of these. And my purpose was to connect with you. It was to step up as a leader. This type of mental toughness is, like I said, I don't care what you've accomplished. Spending a half an hour a day thinking about these things, it's only going to help you. Right? And I, through my Man Formation program, through the things that I do, all the questions and answers, when I talk about the whole bodybuilding and training process, you know, it's not about the sets and the reps. It's not about a person's job, the challenges that they're going through. It's about that, the man who they are, right? And so I know how important this is. I know from the feedback that I continually get from the Man Formation program how helpful that you find, you know, this is for you. I know how important it is for me. And so I started that This Morning Connection podcast. And I did it for 100 days in a row. But I would have to sit back and evaluate, because it was taking, this takes a, it's a half an hour of my time, but it's constantly on my mind how I'm going to really deliver to you. All right? And so there's a lot more energy, effort, you know, my batteries, more than just a half an hour that goes into this. And so the whole time I was doing it, I was going, wow, you know, am I going to do this forever, every single day? Like I said, you know, I will not let you down. There's got to be a point where I have to evaluate, was it the highest and best use of my time? And so I came to the conclusion, you know, with Mass Machine Nutrition, with my one-on-one coaching, with my family, you know, I started the 100 days before, had my daughter, and now we have a newborn in the house. And I have to evaluate, was this the highest and best use of my time? Well, when you do some things in life, it may not appear that it's creating the value that you intended. And, you know, you're talented, you're flexible in your approach, and then you say, hey, what I'm doing is good, it's good. It makes me feel good. I'm knocking them out. I check that off every single day. It's even adding value to other people. But is it creating the value at the level that I want? Are there other things that I can use my time, my resources, my talents, my abilities to produce more, even though this is pretty good? And so I had to evaluate the whole process. What happened was the lag time that happens with a lot of things that you do. Or there may not be lag time where you've done something and then all the feedback, all the value, everything that you wanted to get out of it because you knew your outcome, right? I had to make sure that my outcome wasn't just to, hey, I feel important, I'm doing a podcast, or this would be really cool for the guys to help them out. You know, or is my outcome, was it to create a win-win situation, right? I talked about my vision is to provide value for you, so much value at such a high level that you'll reciprocate my efforts, what I do with Mass Machine Nutrition, what I do with my Manformation program, what I do for my bodybuilding and training people, what I do for my one-on-one coaching, that it will all come around and we have a win-win situation, not me just giving, giving, giving. There's a lot of you guys out there who just give, 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 and this was definitely true of me in the past, and you just expect it to come around. You expect to get paid, it to just play itself back without a plan. You're just going to put out your good intentions, all your work and effort. Well, if that's working for you, then continue doing it. But if it's not working, and you kind of feel you're shortchanged in the deal, it's not because of other people, their thoughts, their opinion, life is unfair. It could be just the way you're presenting the package. There may be a better way to use your time, energy, and effort, your talents. So you don't have to screw yourself in the process. You should constantly be evaluating if what you're doing is the highest and best use of your time. Well, I went through that lag time, and that's when everything poured in, right? From me getting up every single morning and doing the Morning Connection podcast. And so now it's like, all right, I took the time to really evaluate what I had going on. I had some more feedback, more time to evaluate the value that this is providing to people all over the world. And I worked it right back into my daily workday, right? And I'm constantly going to evaluate it. You know, just because look at the business world right now. There are things that provided a tremendous value, especially like you think about technology. It was the hottest thing around. I don't know, let's just talk about MySpace. That one's easy, right? It was the hottest thing around. It was in the news. Everybody was on it, and it seemed like just overnight, things changed. So you got to constantly be monitoring if you continue to provide that value with what you do and change if necessary. And that's what I'll be doing with this Morning Connection podcast too. Same exact thing. Just because I believe that it's working now may not be what's working later. You may get it. Hey, I get it, Skip. That was helpful. Then I've got to find a different way to provide value for you. That's the way it goes. All right. That's the way it goes for all of us in this process. All right. So, and the other part of that is, what is the result you're after? Because I can get up every single morning and do a podcast and I can feel important. You know, yes, everybody, I have this podcast. Go to morethanjustmuscles.com and I have this logo and I put it on my Facebook page. And that can feel really good. But is that really getting to that result that I really want? That's to take care of my family at a high level, provide options while I'm providing so much to you. So there's a lot to think about. Are you really getting the results that you really want? That takes a lot of evaluation. That's why you're listening to this every single morning, to stimulate thought. Just don't get on a particular path. And just because you're working hard, just because you're following through, just because you've stepped up, that's really providing that value. You got to lock into those results and really be conscious of what those results really are, right? Really deep inside, you got to evaluate yourself. Are you doing it for really emotional reasons, maybe to make yourself feel good? Or do you have those real practical reasons? Or is it the right combination of both for you? You got to think about that. Hey, make sure that you are signed up for the Morning Connection newsletter. sltips.com/22. SL for Skip LaCour. sltips.com/22. Get this mental toughness in your email every single day. So leadership, what can you do? What can you do? What can you step up? What is it that you are interested in, that you want to become an expert at and speed up the process? Who can you lead right now? What's that one area of life? Something you can take away from this Morning Connection podcast. Oh, and by the way, if you are into bodybuilding, training, and fitness, every Wednesday night, I now do my Wednesday bodybuilding.com message board, Mass Machine Nutrition weekly podcast. I do it live. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And you can go to massmachinecoaching.com, massmachinecoaching.com. That's going to take you to a different blog talk radio site. And call in and we'll talk about your bodybuilding training exercise efforts, no matter what level you're at. All right, so that's every single Wednesday night, so that will be tonight. And also, send me an email if you want to be on the air with me during this Morning Connection podcast, take you through a Manformation strategy session right here on the air. As I help you, I can help out thousands of men all over the world. I want to start setting that up for every Friday during this Morning Connection podcast. So that's going to do it for today. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.